This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel struck Gaza on Sunday, and troops battled militants in several areas of the Hamas-run territory, where the health ministry said the death toll in the war had exceeded 35,000 people. As Egyptian, Qatari, and American mediation efforts towards a truce appeared to stall, U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday a ceasefire could be achieved tomorrow if Hamas released the hostages held in Gaza since the October 7th attack that sparked the conflict. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As Israel pushes deeper into Rafah, Hamas fighters are regrouping elsewhere in ungoverned Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli military footage showed Israeli soldiers shooting in northern Gaza as it also moved deeper into the southern town of Rafah. Israel continues to push into the town despite objections from the U.S. and the rest of the international community. 300,000 people have fled Rafah on evacuation orders from Israel. The UN humanitarian chief Volker Turk said,
"So where should they go now? There is no safe place in Gaza."
The latest move has also prompted Egypt to announce it would be joining South Africa at a UN top court to allege Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. While Israel rejects the claim, Egypt released a statement citing the worsening severity and scope of the Israeli attacks against Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis on Sunday renewed his appeal for a general exchange of all prisoners between Russia and Ukraine, offering again the Holy See's support for that mission.
Rinnovo il mio appello per uno scambio generale.
Francis also renewed his constant appeal for peace in other war-torn countries, including the Middle East. This is VOA News. Russia on Sunday blamed fragments of a falling Ukrainian missile for a deadly strike on an apartment building in Belgorod as Russian forces continued the capture of Ukrainian territory in the north. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has the story.
Russia's investigative committee, the country's top law enforcement agency, blamed the attack on fallout from a Russian intercepted missile fired from Ukraine. The news comes amid intensifying Russian airstrikes, paving the way for renewed ground attacks in the Kharkiv region. There, over the weekend, police say they evacuated more than 900 people to a nearby village. The head of the city's military administration called Russia a nation that destroys, adding that the roughly hour-long drive to Belgorod keeps Ukrainians living here in danger. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has replaced Sergei Shoigu as defense minister in a cabinet shakeup that comes as he begins his fifth term in office. In line with Russian law, the entire Russian cabinet resigned following Putin's Kremlin inauguration, and most members have been widely expected to keep their jobs. Putin signed a decree on Sunday appointing Shoigu as secretary of Russia's National Security Council, the Kremlin said. The appointment was announced shortly after Putin proposed another man to become the country's defense minister. The first recipient of a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has died nearly 2 months after he underwent the procedure. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital did the procedure in March. The hospital's transplant team says it's deeply saddened, and there is no indication the 62-year-old died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked them, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. Previously, pig kidneys had been temporarily transplanted into brain-dead donors. 2 men received heart transplants from pigs, although both died within months. I'm Julie Walker.
River levels rose again on Sunday as strong rains lashed waterlogged southern Brazil, where flooding has killed more than 140 people and forced hundreds of thousands from their homes. Residents of the state of Rio Grande do Sul were bracing for more misery from the new rains after 2 weeks of downpours saw rivers burst their banks, swallowing up towns and parts of the regional capital. More than 2 million people have been affected by the deluge, which experts link to climate change worsened by the El Nino weather phenomenon. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.